A former employee for the city of Chicago is suing the city. She claims she was harassed after calling this Chicago's affirmative action program a sham. She alleges the city has defrauded the federal government of millions of dollars by not complying with affirmative action and equal opportunity laws. For WBEZ, Dave Glowitz has the story.
One of the running jokes in the 1999 movie Office Space is the, let's call it, musical chairs of an employee by the name of Milton.
I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and move your desk again.
No.
If you could go ahead and get it as far back against that wall as possible, that would be great.
No, because we'll have some room for some of these boxes and things
we need to put in here.
That's what Teresa Hill says happened to her while working as an assistant commissioner at the City of Chicago's Human Resources Department.
I've been keeping count, so I've been moved 16 times. All of my job duties were taken away from me. I was told that I was relocated in an effort to silence me and to intimidate me.
Hill says that after she revealed in October of 2006 that the city wasn't complying with federal law, her bosses retaliated.
I began to do research and looking for the time period of trying to find when the processes were in place that would make the city compliant under the statute. And it took me to a window that was 15 to 20 years. It seemed that there was a period of noncompliance since the Harold Washington administration.
Hill claims that while the city of Chicago has, for many years, received federal funds for everything from Head Start to homeless shelters, it's failed to take the most basic steps of affirmative action and diversity. The city department responsible for affirmative action and equal opportunity policy is the two-year-old Office of Compliance. Deputy Director Torek Ward says that with the exception of large departments like police and fire, the city hasn't had a comprehensive diversity program in place.
We're trying the best we can to get this, you know, to build up what we believe will be a very good, strong diversity program for the city.
Meanwhile, a half dozen black security officers who work in the Department of Aviation have filed a discrimination suit. This is their attorney, Brian Wood.
African-American aviation security officers are denied equal employment opportunities with respect to hiring, promotion, terms and conditions of employment, as well as retaliation against those who come forward with claims of or complaints of discrimination as compared to particularly both Hispanic and Caucasian security officers. They are denied those equal opportunities.
Wood says that while a working affirmative action program wouldn't necessarily wipe out discrimination in city employment, it might have created enough awareness among managers to keep workers from having to file discrimination suits. Teresa Hill has filed a number of discrimination suits. Last September, the city moved Hill yet again out of the compliance office, and she sued the city for violating federally mandated hiring rules. Also, in 1996, Hill sued her then-employer, Kraft Foods, for discriminating against her because of a pregnancy. That case was settled out of court. Hill claims that City of Chicago managers harassed her by barring her from weekly staff meetings. She says they also tried to delete her email account and openly criticized her in front of coworkers. She says she reported these forms of retaliation to the Office of the Inspector General, which, she says, has not, to this day, validated her complaints. A spokesman for the Inspector General would not comment. Hill also made reports to the federally appointed monitor, who's charged with making sure the city eliminates favoritism and harassment in city employment. The monitor, Noel Brennan, got Hill moved temporarily to a different department to protect her from retaliation. But, says Brennan, providing such protection is hard.
Obviously, have a no retaliation policy is a first step, and then enforce the policy. The problem with retaliation is I think that it can come in so many different forms that it's difficult to prove in many instances.
An attorney for Teresa Hill says the city will receive formal notification of Hill's lawsuit this week. For WBEZ, I'm Dave Glowatz.
You can find links to Teresa Hill's lawsuit and extended versions of the interviews Dave Glowitz did for this report at WBEZ.org/848. You're listening to the music of guitarist Jeff Parker. He leads the band Cushicles, which also includes bassist Josh Abrams and drummer John Herndon. You might recognize two of those names, Jeff and John, as part of the local band Tortoise. If you want to get a taste of what those two can do in this trio, you can hear them pretty regularly. The Cushicles is the house band at Rhoda on North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. They play Tuesday evenings at 10:30.